today, dear friends, we're looking at the subject of ease, and in particular, at a Christian's biblical perspective on ease. There are many examples of the destructiveness of ease within the Holy Scriptures. Now, I'm not going to get into technicalities and a lot of the details about it. It's just a short exhortation. Time does not permit to speak of all those things. However, as a prime example of ease's destructive nature, let's look at one of the Lord's greatest saints. And that, of course, is David the Psalmist. It is evident from the life of David that his sorest trials and troubles came not from his enemies from without, but, of course, from the enemies within, from the fiend, as it were, within, from the heart. Now, David was taken from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, when but a lad. We know of that in 2 Samuel 7 and 8. From following the sheep from the broad road, as it were, the Lord took him. Now, in David's early years, he was very much zealous for the Lord and knew of God's closeness and blessing in giving him the victory over many enemies. And the Lord was with David and made him king and ruler of God's inheritance and his people. And the Lord prospered him in all that he did. Does that sound familiar, perhaps? But sadly, like us, oftentimes when the Lord prospers us and brings us into the land of milk and honey, as it were, that's when the troubles begin. And in 2 Samuel 5:12, David perceived of the Lord's good hand upon him in establishing him king over Israel. Hiram, king of Tyre, built David a great house. And what happened shortly after that? Well, the psalmist David took concubines and wives out of Jerusalem. The psalmist was lifted up by the Lord to become a great king. However, in his being lifted up, he also became spiritually complacent. And we see that in 2 Samuel 11. David, instead of going into battle with God's people, remained at Jerusalem. He should have been fighting God's battles and wars and overcoming evil but good. But sadly, he became restless. The mighty man of God became more at ease, and consequently he became restless, and in the evening tide walked upon the roof and saw a woman washing. Of course, that woman was Bathsheba. And we all know the events that transpired. His ease led to coveting. His coveting led to adultery. His adultery led to envy, and envy led to murder. He murdered Uriah. And that's why I said earlier that much of our troubles are not from without. From the enemy is from without, but from the secret fiend and enemy from within. And that's why the Apostle Paul can say, as a Christian, in Romans 7:24, "Oh, wretched man that I am." You know, if you want to know where much of your troubles come from, or perhaps lack of it, make sure always to first look into your own heart by God's grace. Ease and indulgence and affluence and popularity and luxury for a Christian should be at the top of our spiritual warning list. You know, the famous 18th century evangelist George Whitefield recognized this, that his fame and his greatness would cause him much spiritual concern, and he was very concerned over it. It says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." Proverbs 13:4. Look at our Western nations. Look at the churches in the West. Look at our families in the West. We have more money and time and resources than all our Christian forefathers had gone before us. And yet, we have accomplished far less. Why? Well, cannot the Lord God say to Christians in the West, as he did with David by the mouth of Nathan the prophet, "Thou art the man, thou art the nation," as it were. Are rising troubles in the West, have they not come from within? Have they not come from within our own complacent hearts? Have they not come from within our own complacent homes? Have they not come from within our own comfortable Christian churches that are at ease? No urgency anymore? No zeal anymore for the gospel? And for applying God's most precious word to our lives? Friends, thou art the man. We are the men. We as Christians, even amongst Bible-believing churches, have become spiritually lethargic and fat. And spiritually obese and at ease. We, like David, need to quickly learn from our mistakes by the prompting of the Holy Spirit within us and by God's grace. We, like the psalmist, need to cry out, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. Save my family, save your true churches, Lord Jesus. Save our land, which was built upon your words." And perhaps I'm speaking to a battle-weary and war-torn soul today. And you feel perhaps that this COVID-19 virus and lockdown is just about to finish you off. Take fresh courage, dear beloved of the Lord. Take courage, my dear fainting brother or sister in Christ. You may be a fainting Christian warrior, a battered, worn Christian. Yet cry unto the Lord for fresh strength. Go to the streams and rivers of his grace and find fresh supplies. Salvation and blessing is upon God's people. He will save you. He will bless you. But learn that God will never ever bless compromise to his word unless you repent and do the first fruits. If we are not going forward as Christians in Christ, we are going backward. There's no middle ground as a Christian. There's no sitting on the fence, as it were. There's no, "I'm an average Christian." That's not true. I've heard that a lot. "I'm an average Christian. I'm an ordinary Christian." That's not true. Everyone that's born of the Spirit of God is a supernatural. They're supernatural. Not within. They're born of a supernatural spirit. We who are Christians are in a race. As you get closer to the finish line, you ought to speed up and not slow down. Just because you're making progress, don't get too complacent. Don't look back and think you have ample time and think that you cannot fall. If you think that way, you will fall. You will slow down. You will get spiritually complacent and obese. You know, the minor prophet Amos said in Amos 6:1, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." God raised Amos up to warn them, to warn the ruler, Jeroboam II, and the people of Israel. Jeroboam was a very successful ruler of Israel and won many battles. However, he wasn't spiritually successful, as it were. He brought in much revenue and wealth for Israel. However, that wealth brought in indulgence and ease, amongst which was much idol worship and injustice and neglect of things of God. And those that dwelt in Jerusalem and Zion, the holy land, thought it was enough for them to be there. And in their ease and in their indulgence, they thought that they were sheltered from the Lord's judgments. And oh, how wrong they were, and how wrong we are in the West. Ease for the Christian should be at the top of our list of troubles, as we can quite clearly learn from David the psalmist's life. Look at the West Christianity. Ease kills. Ease brings spiritual poverty. The sluggard sleepeth and is brought to nothing. When will we ever learn from history and the truth of God's word? Do we love the Lord our God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy heart? Do we love the Lord thy God with everything that we've got? Are we spent for the Lord? Christians in the West need to wake up before it's too late. Stop putting your trust in carnal securities or church privileges. That is a comfortable, cherry-picking Christianity. It will not do. A lukewarm Christianity will be spat out. We must overcome evil by good. It says in Romans 12:21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." In other words, make sure that you are spent for the Lord. Having the name of a Christian and going to church and other such services and the means of grace is not enough unless they are done heartily as unto the Lord. Amos says in Amos 5:14, seek good and not evil, that you may live. Judgment is coming, dear friends, as it was in Amos's days. The armies of the Assyrians are destroying Jerusalem, are destroying the West. And God's people then were exiled. We see that, friends. Friends, that which is done for Christ is the only thing that will last. Who is on the Lord's side? Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy.